KCSX. I've got a good story for you now, though. Nothing to do with football. Because you can't move down the high street these days without seeing a coffee chain, can you? It's sort of part of our routine now. I think, you know, should we pop in and have a coffee? Is it part of your daily sort of routine? Do you have a favourite? Is there one that you go to all the time? Maybe a chain, maybe an independent coffee shop down your way? Interesting to get a bit of a Essex coffee shop survey going this morning. How many are there on your high street? What are the ones you like? Is it something you look forward to on a Wednesday afternoon or whatever it might be? Let me know. 0800 111 40 41. The reason we're talking about this is because one man has made it his brave mission to visit every Cafe Nero in the country. 625. I hear you asking how many. There are 625. 80-year-old Alan Edwards is trying to get to all of them in the UK, and his search has just taken him to Essex. So obviously we had to catch up with him. He's just visited the new Cafe Nero in Billericay. That's the 462nd that he's ticked off on his journey, which first began in 2014. I have so many questions. So let's speak to Alan now. Hi, Alan.
Hello there.
Hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Yeah,
excellent.
Just thinking back on all my visits.
So how did all this start, Alan?
Yeah, way back in 2014, 9 years ago, my wife and I were up in the northeast on holiday in Newcastle, and I wanted a particular place to go and visit, and it's in Middlesbrough. Now, that place is often a bad name to people. It's not very popular, but there was a transporter bridge there which I wanted to see, and there's only two in the UK. The other one is down in Newport, South Wales. So off we go to try and find it. Not easy to do. And when we got there, it was all covered over in scaffolding and everything. It was being kind of refurbished or repaired or something. So very disappointed. We walked all the way back to the town again and thought, let's have a bit of a breather. We're fed up, you know.
Yeah.
And into Cafe Nero we went, and a lovely atmosphere and a nice coffee and everything about it. And what started my visit were seeing a feedback card on the counter, a little bit like a pocket card, like cigarette cards used to be years ago. And each one for each store had its own name, number and everything else. So whenever we went anywhere else visiting around, we pop into Cafe Nero, enjoy the coffee, pick up another card. I collected quite a collection of them, a box full at home, but they've stopped those now. So it's all on apps and that. It's all gone modern. So
how do you keep track of how many you... How do you keep track of them all, Alan, if you don't have those cards?
I've got a great big long spreadsheet, which Cafe Nero kindly sent me a copy of, a list of every one. England, Scotland, Wales, and also Northern Ireland. I'm never going to get over there. I'm 80 years old. I mean, it's quite something to get to Essex, let alone anything else. So I tick them off on that list and keep an eye open for new ones as well, because they, you know, you get new, others close down. It's the way of the world. Yeah.
So Cafe Nero know that you're doing this? Have they said to you?
Yeah, they're quite good. They do. They like. I think they can follow me on the app. You see, the apps are not very, very secretive, are they? Everyone knows what you're doing. And they can see where I've been and everything else. Because, yeah, so that's how it all goes on.
And have they given you a few free coffees, Alan, I should hope?
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, a lot of times. And also the app, you get a stamp, an automatic stamp each time you get one. So there's quite a few built up on there as well. So, yes, yeah.
And how did the Billericay one compare then?
Oh, to me, it was one of the very best, I think, because the fact that for quite a while I haven't been able to get out and about so well because of train strikes, which is a bit of a problem, or work to rules, and I've not been going far lately. But this one, the trains were perfect. Three train journeys. It took me three different trains to get there, but I don't drive or anything. And yet the staff were so great. They saw me and kind of recognised me, because I do appear on the staff kind of, it's a staff Facebook thing called They love getting a photo and saying, we've seen him, he's been, you know, things like that. So I'm quite popular. I'm quite well known.
Because do you get a photo?
Staff there. Yeah, there were photos taken. And yeah. It was Athena, the store manager, and Tracy. They were really good, and I'd love to thank them. I already have, but if I can just say that on here as well, that'd be good. Because the store's lovely. It's quite a big one. Some are a bit pokey. Not a lot of space. You sometimes have a job to get a table, but this one is nice. It's quite a big one, I think, in size. And in a nice location.
You're quite determined, Alan. Three train journeys to get to a Cafe Nero. You're determined to tick these off.
A bus before that, even, to get to where the trains are, where I live. Yeah, we haven't got a station. So, yeah, it's good. Yeah. But being 80 years old, I've got, like, a bus pass. And I used to work on the railway, so I do get reduced rate tickets on that. Or free tickets. You can use so many a year. So I do get around well.
Yeah, do you have the same coffee in every Cafe Nero?
I do tend to have an Americano. I also think maybe decaf quite often time. Yeah, and perhaps some shortbread biscuits if it's a morning visit.
Oh, excellent.
Or a lunch break. In fact, when I went to Billericay, I was there all day for the one store, so that was good. I had a good look around the town and went back again for a lunch break. So that is quite often a different for me, because if I go to a bigger town, they may have more than one, so I can share it out amongst. You know, you can get, say, Leicester, for instance, is four, and I haven't been there yet, so that's going to be perhaps a weekend break, I think.
So it's a bit like the equivalent of a pub crawl, but round the Cafe Nero's.
It is like that, yeah. And I love, you can pick them out even at a long distance. If you don't know where it is, I tend to look for the blue signs and the blue frontage. But then you can go to other places like Salisbury or Canterbury, which have got very old buildings, which they are not allowed to have bright colours on, and they are lettering in, say, black or brown, which match the old buildings. So, yeah, you can generally pick them out a mile off. You're walking up the street, there's the blue sign, that's it. Not far to go now.
and is it your wedding anniversary today, Alan?
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations.
Yes, 54 years today.
54.
Yeah, we're going to have a treat with an Indian meal at lunchtime. So that's something we're really looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to ask, do you take your wife on these trips to Cafe Nero?
No, used to. She's sitting here next to me now, but sadly, about 6 or 7 years ago, she had a fall and can't keep up with me. She's not so good on her feet now.
Oh.
But she's okay, she said. She just said, I'm all right.
She's all right to go out for lunch today. That's the main thing.
Yeah, we do. If we're going to, like, we have a local one and then one in a couple of towns away. So we do go on the bus there, and we do. But the longer distance ones, it's just usually me. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, have a lovely day. I've got to ask you, though, where's next? Where's next on your agenda?
Well, on my list, I've got Luton Airport, which is not really perhaps a very attractive place, but there are two newish ones there, which I'm going to tackle, because I can get a train straight through from Croydon to Luton, and that'll be an easy day out. So I know there's two there. And Manchester is on my list, which is going to be a weekend break, but about 22 Cafe Neros in a weekend. That's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot, yeah. I mean, I can see now how you got to 462, ticking off 22 in a weekend.
I can't really have a coffee in every one if there's that many, but I usually bring something back on my trips, like buy some biscuits or a piece of cake that can be wrapped in a box and bring it home, you know?
I hope you get a hero's welcome in every single one.
Yeah, I do. I really do. Yeah, it's good. It is good. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Alan, because it's really made us smile.
We'll send the word out and thank the staff there, because they really were nice. Very, 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 very pleasant.
Is Billericay the best in Essex?
South End I did like, because that's got an older building. It used to be a bank, I think, and I quite like the old style buildings that have got lovely exteriors and that. But the Billericay one, used to be a Clinton's Cards. Am I allowed to use names? Yeah.
Oh, we've used Cafe Nero a lot. So we're getting away with it.
No, it used to be a Clinton's. I think they're going downhill, and So there might even be some more Cafe Neros in the future, I think.
Good news for you, Alan. Excellent.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much for coming on, and happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife, Alan Edwards there.